This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
When the presidents of France and the United States were together earlier this month to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, French President Macron decided to criticize President Trump's use of the term nationalism. President Macron argued that nationalism is a betrayal of patriotism because it will actually erase what a nation holds dearest, its moral values. Senator Marco Rubio responded to that claim in an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal. He believes that the French president got everything exactly backwards. He said it is through the nation that moral values can be upheld and sustained in America. Our ideals are deeply entwined with our national traditions and institutions. Senator Rubio went on to explain that what makes America exceptional is that our values are built into our national identity. While we have never been completely true to our founding ideas, for more than two centuries, each generation has fought and succeeded to move us closer to them. He also quoted from President Abraham Lincoln, who spoke of a united American spirit in his first inaugural address. He said, "The mystic cords of memory stretching from every battlefield and patriot grave to every living heart and hearthstone all over this broad land will yet swell the chorus of the Union when again touched as surely as they will be by the better angels of our nature." Critics of President Trump want to remind us of the negative connotations of the word nationalism. That is certainly true as well. However, I appreciate the fact that Senator Rubio wants to remind us of the importance of national pride and patriotism, especially in a country that is defined more by its ideas than by any ethnic or religious cohesion. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.